Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you once again. Welcome to the place that you will find everything you need to get the cleaning company you've always deserved, you've always wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show, if you have questions for me or want to hire me to speak at your next event, you can do all of that through our producer, Natalie, at natnat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or you can just give us a call, 480-648-5149. We absolutely love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Heather Clark, all the way from Ontario, Canada. She owns Custom My Closet. They've been serving the Ontario area with residential cleaning since 2015. If you want to reach out to Heather and her team, you can get a hold of them at www.custommycloset.wix.com/Heather. Heather, welcome to the show. Can't wait to get started.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And usually I kind of let you freeform in terms about wife or husband or kids or family or all that stuff. But you've just in the intro, I've already got like 9 questions I need to ask. So first of all, what on God's green earth is with the name Custom My Closet? I'm scared. I'm confused. Talk to me.
Okay. Yes, actually. So what had happened was when I first decided to start my own business, I actually ended up, my girlfriend and I were talking about, because I was literally, like, you know, helping her organize the closet and stuff. And I was like, okay. She's like, well, why don't you, you know, organize for closets and stuff? So I was like, all right, perfect. So I was like, all right, let's come up with a name. So as I did that, we came up with Custom My Closet. As I was, you know, doing clients' houses and stuff, they asked if I did if I did cleaning. And I said, well, yeah, I can clean. So it went from organizing closets to cleaning to now I do both organizing and residential cleaning. So that name kind of stuck and has confused people, but I get talking to people about it. So, hey.
All right. Well, this is the time. If you asked me for coaching, which you hadn't, I would be like, for crying out loud, Heather, we've got to get that name clear. But you didn't ask me, so I'll shut up. That said, talk to me about the custommycloset.wix.com/Heather. That's a tough one.
I know. It's because at the beginning, I wasn't sure if I was going to stick with the name or whatever. I was going to rebrand. And then I ended up just going with the free, because Wix is obviously a free website. And then I bought the domain, and I didn't realize I'm the one that bought it until it was probably expired when I got the email that it said it expired. So now I have to re-buy the domain name.
All right, so that's a whole different topic for a whole different show. And I won't beat you up too much, but I will say my 2 cents of coaching would be get clear on who your customer is. Have a name. You don't have to rebrand. Just change your name. From now on, just say we're, you know, Family Time Savers Ontario.com or whatever the case may be. And get, I would probably, but between now and then, since that's kind of a big ask, I don't know that I would tell people I had a website. I would just say, we don't have a website yet. We're working on it. I'm not a huge fan of when you're telling people, oh, hey, how do I get a hold of your company? You're like, go to custommycloset.wix.com/Heather. I think you're doing yourself more harm than good. I would just say, hey, we're small. Give me a call on my personal cell phone. I'll take care of you or whatever. But I don't know that I would use that website over just no website. So anyway, you didn't ask. That's the coaching I give. Tell us before we jump into quote unquote the real coaching. So you've been doing this for a couple of years. You live in Canada. How'd you get it? How did we find you, or how did you find us? How'd you get to be a member of Cleaning Nation?
Actually, there was a thread somewhere. I forget what I was looking at. I think I was like searching for. Because I'm looking to hire currently, and so I think I must have been asking about it or pricing or something like that. I got it onto the Facebook Facebook page, and then asked about it, asked to join, and then I actually got contacted, talked to your producer and stuff, and then yeah, here I am.
Oh, fantastic. Glad to have you be a part. All right, enough of me beating you up without you asking for help. Why don't you ask me a question, then I won't feel so guilty about trying to give you all this coaching you may or may not want.
Okay, so what I was actually wondering, because I'm getting ready to hire, is pricing for the houses when I'm bringing somebody on, whether it's two people and myself and somebody else, something like that. I like, how do I price that for the client so that it's fair for myself, for the employees, and for the client?
Okay,
so right now I'm pricing it.
Go ahead. Yeah, how are you doing now?
Right now I'm actually just pricing it. So I basically price it according to the job. So if it's like, you know, 2.5 baths versus 1 bath, it's going to be more for the 2.5 baths versus the 1 bath.
All right.
So I'm not actually, yeah, so I'm kind of...
Okay. So let's talk about how to do pricing properly, irrespective of who's going to be there. And let me tell you, the first and foremost concept I want to get with you, because this is huge, and this is so many of the people I talk to that are at that beginning stage of just starting, they make a distinction between your time and quote-unquote your employee's time. So I guess the first thing I would ask is, are you looking for kind of a part-time side gig that you just make a couple extra dollars for, or are you looking to build... I don't want to say a real business, but a business that operates without you, right? That you've got actual cleaners doing the work and you're running the business as opposed to being in the business. Which reality are you looking for? Because it's kind of a different answer.
I'm definitely wanting to run the business. Like, what I want to do is have this so that I have employees. I'm managing them and I'm doing it like for like the paperwork or whatever the case may be. But I want it as a business, not just, you know, something to pass my time and I'll make a few extra bucks. No, I want a business.
Okay, so believe it or not, the first answer to your question of, hey, how do I do the pricing? Sounds weird, but it's to answer that question. And you've done a good job, Heather, that, and I'll answer based on that answer because I think that's what the majority of cleaning it. Well, I'll give you the other answer. If your answer is, I just want to do a little thing in the side and, you know, I kind of like it and I don't really want a quote unquote real business. I just like cleaning and getting paid. The answer to that is price however you want. It doesn't matter. Doesn't do what you want. Doesn't matter. But most of Clean Nation, most of the listeners are going to be saying, no, I want to have employees and I don't want to be cleaning forever. How do I transition into quote unquote a real, I wouldn't even say quote unquote, a real business, right? With employees that, you know, makes money whether you're cleaning or there or not. So great question. The first step is to decide what you want. Sounds like you've got a decent picture of that. Step two is you've got to understand there is no distinction between you cleaning or somebody else cleaning. There's people get goofy about, oh, if I charge $30 an hour, I'm making 30. No, you're not making $30 an hour because you still have to find that account. You have to go on the sales appointment to get that account. You have to go buy the materials. You have to have insurance. You have to talk to that person when there's a mistake or a problem. You have to give them billing. You have to make sure you collect the money. There's a lot of other things associated with that business other than just getting that result of cleaning for them. So first, you've got to stop making a distinction. It makes no difference whether it's your time or somebody else's time. You shouldn't be doing cleaning if you're going to transition into being an owner. So you don't charge more when it's you. You don't charge less for you when it's you. They don't care, right? They just want this result that you're going to provide for them. So first step, stop making a distinction between your time and their time. It's exactly the same. Second step, the way that you're going to do bidding that's going to be most effectively is the first thing you're going to do is figure out hours. And I'm not a fan of charging the customer for hours, right? So don't mishear me saying, tell the customer $40 an hour or $50 an hour to whatever your hourly rate. It doesn't make any difference. That's not how we price. We price to solve a problem, to provide a solution. So that problem they might have is, I don't have enough time with my kids because I'm fooling around cleaning. That problem might be, I worked my tail off to get here and I work 60 hours a week. And when I come home, I don't want to fool with cleaning. I want a nice house to just crash in and not relax in. Their problem might be we're on a fixed income, we're retired, and physically our bodies don't do well with cleaning. Whatever their pain may be, they're paying you to solve that problem, not for an hour of you or one of your employees vacuuming or mopping or wiping down countertops. Does that concept kind of ring true so far?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, okay. For sure.
So we never talk hourly pricing with the customer. It's always a package rate. Understand their pain. What it is, why did you call me? Why did you invite me out here? What is wrong? What's wrong with your life that you want better? How can I help? And then the price that you're going to give them will be a flat monthly fee, not per cleaning, not per hour, none of that. $225 or whatever your price is, a flat fee to solve that problem. And you're always going to give it to them. This isn't $250 for me to come out here and vacuum, because they'll go, well, shoot, I can vacuum. That's not worth $250. That's low pay work. It's $250 for us to solve the problem that we talked about when I first came out. Well, shoot, to have that problem solved is worth $250. To vacuum may not be worth $250. So always talk in terms of solving a problem for a flat monthly fee. We never talk hours with customers. Deal?
Okay, perfect. Now, my question is...
I just want to make sure before we got to that, we're still tracking. So I haven't lost you yet, right? I promise I'll answer your question. I get there.
Yep. No, you're...
Okay, so once we've got that solid foundation laid, step two is you're going to go right to hours, right? So once we understand we don't talk hours with customers, we only solve problems, the first thing that you're going to do when you're trying to come up with a bid internally, having nothing to do with the customer, just internally, is figure out how many hours it's going to take. And when I say hours, I mean man hours. So man hours is number of people times number of hours. So if you got two people there for 2 hours, that is 4 man hours. If you have one person there for 4 hours, that is 4 man hours. If you're one of the two people, it's still 4 man hours. If you're neither of the two people, it's still 4 man hours. So it's the number of people there times the hours that they're there is your man hours, and totally disregard whether you are one of those people or not. So that should get 80% of your questions answered. Tell me where you're at.
So far so good. Absolutely.
Okay. So is
like that makes sense I'm seeing that now.
Yeah. And then when you scale and whether because right now it's just you, but they don't care. Again, they're hiring the solution to their problem, whether it's you doing it, whether it's one of your employees doing it, whether you have a magic wand that you can magically wave and their house just gets cleaned and nobody does it. They don't really care, right? They just want the result of their, they'd probably actually pay more for the magic wand, right? Because if you got to go, they're like, well, we got to get her a key or we got to be home. And now we can't really relax because some lady's cleaning our house and it's uncomfortable, right? They don't care like, oh, we want you here 10 hours. They don't care. They just want the result. So when you do that result-based thing, it kind of gets out of, well, I have to be there. I can't be there. It's more if I'm there, if it's less when I'm there. None of that matters. It's just how many human beings are cleaning times how many hours is the man hours that you get. And then we'll finish that thought, and then that should answer your question. You add, for me in Arizona, I would do 20% because you, on top of the, you know, say you're paying $10 an hour, you know, when you do payroll, if they work 40 hours, your payroll is not $400. It's, you know, $500 because you have to pay, FUTA, SUTA, Social Security matching. There's all these workers' comp. There's all these expenses associated with having employees. For me in Arizona, it was probably like 17% just to build a little, you know, wiggle room in there. I just add 20. So if I was doing $10 an hour pay, I would assume $12 an hour is my real cost, right? Because you can't pay an employee $10 an hour. It costs you more than $10 an hour. So again, for me in Arizona, that was $12. You'll have to do that math in your own state based on your own workman's comp, Social Security, all that other stuff associated with employees. So now that I'm at $12 an hour because I'm paying 10, I would figure out how many hours it's going to take per month and say that's 10 hours. So that's $12 times 10 hours is $120 per hour. Then you add overhead, and your overhead should be a percentage of that amount. And then you add profit, and that's what you charge the customer. So overhead, you kind of got to decide on yourself, because as you're smaller, your overhead will be littler. As you're bigger, your overhead will get larger. Don't be fooled by thinking just because I'm small, I have no overhead. Always a minimum overhead should be 20%, 25%.
Oh, no, there's definitely overhead for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, and a lot of new folks don't get that, right? Like, well, you've got a cell phone, you've got a car, you've got insurance, you've got your Wix website that you still cost you time or money to build. So you've always got overhead. So that is the short answer to your thing. Figure out your hourly cost. Figure out how many hours it's going to take. Man hours, not hours, man hours. Multiply that times your hourly rate plus 20% of whatever it's going to cost. Add overhead, add profit. That's the amount that you give to your customer. Now, did I answer your question?
Yes, you did.
Okay, cool. Any follow-up questions, any confusion, any part that is not crystal clear, any other help you need before we hit the lightning round?
No, that's perfect. So basically, I take this, whatever the number I come up with, that's what they go as a monthly cost, whatever, however I want to divvy it up. Say, you know, they're doing it every week. They can split up, let's say it's $400 for the monthly cost. If they want to pay $100 a month, that's how that works, right?
I didn't, hit me with that question again. I didn't quite, it went over my head a little.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so say after all the overhead, the profits, the man hours, et cetera, it comes to, let's say, $400.
Okay.
That's what I'm charging the client. It's the $400, correct?
Per month, correct.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, so everything is just based on per month. So if they want to pay biweekly, weekly, or whatever, okay, perfect. Sounds good.
Yeah, and if they want service once a week, obviously the man hours were double. It'd be more expensive than if they want service.
The man hours are more, yeah.
Yeah, but the big thing is you bill monthly, and there's other podcasts where I've gone in depth in this. We won't do it here, but you bill in advance. That's a super fun trick. All right, any other questions you have before we hit the lightning round?
That I can think about right now.
All right, awesome. In that case, I'm going to take a break and relax. And Liv, you have the opportunity to share with Cleaning Nation some of the things that you've learned with your experience as an owner of a cleaning company. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Be honest and be nice. Gosh. Whether you're the client or you're the person that owns it.
That might just be my favorite best piece of advice I've ever heard, because it's so obvious, it's so self-explanatory, and sadly, it is so rare in today's business thing. I would say if someone was just honest and nice, I would choose them over 90% of the people that I deal with on a daily basis. I love that advice. That's one of my favorites. You just won. I'm going to send you a ribbon. You just won top 10 lightning round answers. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? So maybe we can learn from you.
Probably not knowing from the beginning where I wanted this to go.
Oh, great.
I just thought this was going to be like, sure.
Fantastic. And that actually ties into what we kind of talked about right at the beginning of today's episode. Man, you are on fire. Last question. What is one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today? Something they can implement right away to improve their life and or their business?
You know what? I'm going to go back to just be nice. Honestly, it's whether it's to your cleaner, it's whether it's to anybody in your house, anything like that. I'm just one that's just be nice, because it does bring it gives you a lot to work with, because if you're honest and you're nice to everybody and to anybody, regardless of, you know, we're humans, we make mistakes as cleaners, as clients, or whatever the case may be. It's just, be honest and be nice, and that can be implemented right now.
Right now. And guess what? The bonus, it's totally free. It doesn't cost you anything. And on top of that, I found when I'm being honest and being nice, not only do people respond to me a lot better, I'm happier. So it's kind of like it works. Heather, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Heather's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you'll find it all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.